할렐루야. 저는 일본 선교사 이다 맘미교회
유승규. I am Pastor Seung-kyu Yu of Ida Mammi Church.
요즘 저녁 예배 흐름이 4시 반이면 다 끝나는 흐름이에요.
The Sunday evening service these days, Sunday evening service ends around at 4:30 p.m. My church members said it will it be really okay for you because it's really short. So you know, this mission report is about my 25-year-old ministry, but I will try really hard to make it short. But it has been really long since I preached the message on this altar. But please understand me if it's a bit long. You know, it has been a long time since I preached on this altar, so I'd like to express my grateful heart first. I give thanks to Mrs. Bongnim Lee, who always prays for souls in Japan, and who prayed for each of us when we attended Daniel prayer meeting with love. Thank you. And I also give thanks to Acting Senior Pastor Susan Lee, who visited Japan from February 23rd to 27th for our 25th anniversary, consoled our pastors' and leaders' hearts in Japan, and made us feel a sense of unity as Manmin. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Susan Lee. I also extend my heartfelt thanks to all Manmin members who warmly welcome us and make us feel the love of Manmin so that we can feel comfortable and receive energy whenever we visit the center church. On behalf of all the members in the world, I want to express my thanks to all of you. And I also give thanks to all pastors who unchangingly perform your duties with unwavering love and trust for Senior Pastor and Manmin and protect the Manmin's ship. Thank you, pastors, and all the pastors in branch and associative churches. You know, I always feel sorry for not being able to help you more actively. I really want to express my heart and love and respect to all of you, pastors. Thank you. These days, I often think about some old sayings. A Korean old saying goes, when it comes to soybean paste and people, the older, the better. As older soybean paste tastes better, older friends have a stronger relationship since they might have gone through many joys and sorrows together. I think we, Manmin, have stronger friendship now with each other than ever. There is another idiom from China that we often use. I will explain these Chinese characters. The first Chinese character means pain, the second one and the third one sweet, and the fourth one comes. It means something sweet comes after pain ends. In other words, it means pleasure follows pain. When we endure and overcome every pain, happiness and joy will surely come to us. Before 2019, Manmin underwent pain, but this year, I believe only joy awaits us. Hallelujah! Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father. I will give you the mission report now. On January 28, 1994, I was dispatched during Friday all-night service, and I and Pastor Byung-nan Choi left for Japan on February 28th. Some believers do not know we are a couple. We are a married couple, so I'm declaring it now. Pastor Byung-nan Choi and I have been married for 28 years. She is my wife. She is my friend. Though you may already know about Japan, I'll talk about the country briefly. Japan is 4 times bigger than Korea, and it is 3,000 kilometers from south to north. It consists of 4 major islands, Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu, and around 3,000 small islands. It is a beautiful island country. Iida Manmin Church is located in Iida of Nakano Prefecture of Honshu, which is the center of Japan. Iida is surrounded by Japanese Alps, which is 10,476 feet tall, so the people rarely contact with the outside world. The population is 130,000, and it is a quiet and clean city. You know, in Seoul, I cannot wear the white shirt for a day, you know, after wearing this for a day, I have to change it. But in Japan, I can even wear one shirt for 3 days. Of course, it does not mean that I wear it like for 3 days. And some believers were worried about me because I may say some Japanese words. And sometimes my Korean pronunciation is not that good. And, please don't judge me, because I have been living for a long time in Japan. So that is why my Korean is not that good. The only weapon that we had for the Japanese mission was the holiness gospel that came from senior pastor. At the time, I received the audio tapes of senior pastor's sermons from Seoul once a month. Like every 2 months or once a month. And I transcribed them in my notebooks. It was the most important weapon for my ministry. When I was a seminary student in a Presbyterian church, I happened to attend Friday all-night service of Manmin in Sindaebangdong and listen to senior pastor's lecture on Job in 1988. When I attended the service, I listened to senior pastor's lecture on Job. I was so much blessed by the message, and the holiness gospel made me decide to know more about senior pastor's teaching. That is why, and it is the holiness gospel that changed me. That is why I was sure when I went to Japan that it is the holiness gospel that can awaken Japanese people. I just thought about how to deliver this holiness gospel to them. As long as they listen to this message, all of them will surely receive life and salvation. I was full of this hope. However, from the very beginning, I was faced with a big problem. It was a big, big problem. I was really passionate and fervent, but I could not speak Japanese at all when I went there. You are awesome, and all missionaries are awesome. I could not speak Japanese at all. I even was confused about the morning greeting and evening greeting. I said konbanwa to people in the morning, even though it is the evening greeting. But The only thing that I had was faith. But who are we? You don't answer it. We are proud of him. We are Mammin. The Japanese Mammin members are really proud of the name of Mammin. We are not simply Christians. We are Christians, but we are Mammin. I believe that you are more proud of the name of Mammin. After I first registered in Mammin, I received much grace when senior pastor emphasized the verse, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." He always told us that we can do everything as long as we believe God. We sometimes seem to meet a problem where there is no way out, but there are thousands and tens of thousands of ways for God. That is why senior pastor told us not to say, "I'm tired, I'm dying, I cannot do it." But he told us that we can make the impossible become possible and the possible become even better. So we sometimes called like, you know, the, you must not say you're tired. When you are tired, you have to say the second type of fullness. You know, the Korean Mami members use first kind of type of fullness and second type of fullness. But this problem cannot stop my passion. Nothing can stop missionaries of Mammin armed with such faith. On February 28, 1994, I went to Japan and stayed in the place of a person who gave me a helping hand when I settled in the country. The next day, on March 1st, we started Daniel prayer meeting from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with people who helped me. We were just two or three. We didn't have a satellite, so I had to lead the Daniel prayer meeting with those people. From March 8th, we started the fullness of the Holy Spirit prayer meeting. Mammin. You know, Mammin learned what we should do first wherever we go. The word and prayer. But I couldn't understand what they said, and I couldn't say what I wanted to say. So it was not that easy to lead the prayer meeting in such a situation. So I took a picture of my notebook that I used for Daniel prayer meeting. I wrote the prayer title in Korean and Japanese and read it aloud. Before the prayer meeting, I practiced pronouncing the Japanese. And we called out the name of the Lord. And I prayed in Korean. I read the prayer title in Japanese. And I called out the name of the Lord in Korean and even prayed in Korean. But even in such a situation, the people in the prayer meeting received the fire of the Holy Spirit and healing. Hallelujah! Even though I prayed for them in Korean, though they couldn't understand what I said, the work of the Holy Spirit unfolded. Even when I was alone, some Japanese people came to me and said to me, "Please pray for me." Kido, actually the Korean word and the Japanese word are pronounced very similarly. So when they came, I prayed for them in Korean. "Please heal them. Let this person meet the love of God, experience the love of God, and let this person know Jesus Christ is the only Savior for us." And the person just stayed still. And And I told, because they couldn't understand what I said, because I spoke Korean. And I said, I told him just to say amen, say amen. And they said amen, and they experienced the work of God. You know, nothing can stop the work of the Holy Spirit. But I paid, at least during Sunday service, I paid for the interpreter who could translate Korean into Japanese. However, I knew that it was only less than half of my message that was delivered to the listeners when it was delivered by an interpreter. I really wanted to let my members know well about the Holiness Gospel. So I started to study Japanese late at night after the prayer meeting until very late night. I studied Japanese with the book and the Bible. I studied Japanese alone. I didn't go to any academy or school. If you really want to study another language, you have to study only one book. You can do it then. Since I went to Japan for the first time, I have stuck to my working hour from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Whether there was a person in the church or I was alone to watch over my heart. And I really worked hard. Sometimes Pastor Byeongnan Choi said to me, there is no one. Why do you go to church? But I thought I should keep my working hour. And I always wore ties and I wore suit and went to the church and worked from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So when I talked with some people who really wanted to be missionaries, I talked about this. You have to keep your working hour. Whether there's no one or there is somebody else in the church. Meantime, while I was leading a prayer meeting, I heard Japanese sentences that I had studied the previous night coming out of my mouth by the help of the Holy Spirit. I was surprised. Just the words came out of my mouth. And I was so surprised to hear the words, and since then, I never forgot them and came to use them naturally. It was the work of the Holy Spirit. I'd never thought that I was smart, but it was the work of the Holy Spirit. But this is just about speaking. It was really hard for me to understand what other people said. I tried really hard to understand them, but I couldn't. At the time, even when I closed my eyes, Japanese characters and words just moved around in my head. But 4 months later, I found myself talking with the church members, though it was not perfect. I could understand what they were saying. I think my ears to Japanese were open. By the sixth month, I wrote my sermon script in Korean and translated it into Japanese myself. And, as you know, I interpreted a senior pastor's message in Ida Revival Crusade from November 21st to 26th, 1994. It was just 9 months after I began to learn Japanese from scratch. It was the ninth month. Didn't I give this testimony?
6개월 만에 일본어로 설교를 하면서 통역은 그 상상도 못 합니다. 근데 그해 여름에
But I did not imagine interpreting senior pastor's message. Even though I translated the sermon into Japanese. When I met senior pastor, he asked me who could interpret my message. At the time, there was no person that can interpret Japanese. At the time, Elder Johnny Kim could speak Japanese a little. I thought that he was really good at the time. But I just started to speak Japanese. I don't know why, but I said, Senior Pastor, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And Senior Pastor asked me, what is the nail in Japanese? And my nails? And I could not... I could not... And Senior Pastor said, Smekiri. I could not answer this question when the Senior Pastor said, Smekiri. It's nail cutter. You know, the Korean people call the nail cutter smegiri, and the nail is smell. And senior pastor saw me and told me to interpret my message in Japan. And I said, Amen. I believe the Lord of Love helped me learn Japanese as quickly so that I could interpret Senior Pastor's message in Ida Crusade. Hallelujah. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to ask you a question. Please answer it in your mind. What kind of life do you want to live? What do you have to do in order to live a life without mistakes and regret? It's not simple. It's not a question easy to answer. That may be why people live their lives without having no specific answer to this question. They just live as they want and desire or as other people live. They live according to the worldly trend. This is because humans are ignorant. They don't know what will happen in a very near future. Whether they live as they want or as other people live, they are just in the same situation. Even if they try really hard to live better lives, they may be faced with unexpected results. That is why the Bible talks about it. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 reads, There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Some people often meet problems while they think they live proper lives. If we were to be given another life after we die, we might think, I will give another chance, so when I live a second life, I will do better. But we live only once. We must not fail. One day, I thought about an instructional manual that we get when we buy a car or an electronic product. It may be helpful if we have such an instructional manual for our life. Think about many electric devices these days. They have many functions. For instance, think about a cell phone. The small gadget can do many things. Without its manual, you might not know how to use it. However, you may find it tiring to read all the instructions. You may not understand it. You may just leave it as it is, and not read them. Then, what will happen? You may use the phone only for calling. You may ask your children how to use KakaoTalk, and that may be all that you can do with the phone. You may have bought the phone with a large amount of money. You cannot take advantage of it. How pitiful it is. My mother, who is 84 years old, learned how to use KakaoTalk and posted her status message like this. Don't look down on me just because I'm old. She can text and she can call me. And I answered to her, I will not look down on you, Mom. I mean, no matter how hard or tiring it is to learn the manual, only when you read it through can you use the phone in the way worth the money that you paid for it. I guess many people live their lives this way. They just ignore their life instructions. God the Creator also gave us the instructions manual for our life. What do you think it is? It's the holiness gospel that senior pastor has taught us with his whole heart. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. During our life course, the Word of God works as a lamp to our feet so that we won't be lost. The lamp guides us. The existence of a lamp and a light assumes that of darkness. Darkness symbolizes adversity and trials. I mean, when it's dark, we need a lamp and a light. Japan is a great economic power and an advanced country that leads the international world. But people say, spiritually, it is like the modern Sodom and Gomorrah, where there's so much idolatry. Japanese people are spiritually lost, locked in the darkness. I believe that the holiness gospel, that is the word of God, is the only way leading Japanese people to the light of life. That is why I've focused on the holiness gospel during my ministry. As I could preach the holiness gospel in Japanese language to a certain degree, I started Manmin Bible Academy for some pastors from other churches and believers. I preach it every Thursday. I began to teach them the holiness gospel, including the message of the cross, lectures on 1 John, Job, and Revelation. Dear brothers and sisters, I can teach them in a very easy way. On January 1st, 1994, I started to voice over senior pastors' messages in Japanese and send the audio tapes to more than 300 churches in Japan. Although my Japanese was not that good, the senior pastor's messages in Japanese touched many people in many churches. They began to contact with us, and the holiness gospel started to be spread all over the nation. In particular, Mrs. Bongnam Lee came and led seminars and the Fullness of the Holy Spirit meetings in April 1995, September 1997, 1998, 1999, December 2001, January 2005, February 2006, and August 2007. She came many times and encouraged us. You should have come more. Pastor Susan Lee also came and led the pastor's seminars, handkerchief healing meetings, and our anniversary services. Also, senior pastor led Ida Reviver meeting from November 21st to 26th in 1994, Jinshu United Special Healing meeting from September 9th to 13th in 1996, and Nagoya United Crusade from September 14th to 15th in 2000. It's my personal testimony. When I prepared for Ida Reviver meeting, my son, Wugyeol, when he was in the womb of Hyungnan Choi, Pastor Choi, she was pregnant, but she was feeling bad, and she went to hospital, and there was a lump, ovarian cyst, and unless there's the surgery, it could damage your fetus, the doctor said. And she came back and she fasted for 3 days. The first recovery meal day, senior pastor appeared in her dream. In the dream, senior pastor let her lie on the bed, and she laid his hands on her stomach, and she felt the touch, and she woke up from the dream. You know the result. Hallelujah. And she went to the hospital, and the doctor said that the cyst was gone. And so, Mugyul Yu, who resembles me, came to the world. So he graduated from the university, and from April, and he will work for Ida Hospital. And he got married early, so I am grandfather. We are so thankful. And we came there with the Byungnan Chae, but we, you know, revived 3 times. You know, as Manmin, we have received a lot of blessings. I have son and daughter, and even daughter-in-law. Thank you, all of you. Senior Pastor Mrs. Bongnam Lee, Pastor Sujin Lee, Pastor Sangtae Kim, and Pastor Sangtae Kim also gave me many helping hands. Senior Pastor Mrs. Lee, Pastor Sujin Lee, Pastor Sangtae Kim, and Pastor Gu Young-chung led many seminars and meetings for the ministry in Japan so that I could spread the holiness gospel all the more widely. It resulted in many branch churches being established all over the nation. Ida Manmin Church was set up on February 28, 1994, and Pastor Tokikun Yashihiro received much grace from the Holiness Gospel. And on October 8, 1994, he and his wife opened Nagoya Manmin Church. They have unchangingly loved the senior pastor and endeavored to lead many people to salvation through the Holiness Gospel. In 1994, Pastor Kato Isao attended Ida Crusade and received a lot of grace, and he opened Baebu Manmin Church on September 3, 1995. He devoted his life to leading people to salvation and passed away on February 18th at the age of 94. And Pastor Ito Masaki and his wife received much grace in the fullness of the Holy Spirit prayer meeting of Ida Manmin Church and learned the Holiness Gospel. On March 29, 1997, his church registered as our associative church, and on January 2005, as a branch church under the name of Matsumoto Manmin Church. They loved the senior pastor really. From March 1997, Matsumoto Manmin Church started services for Koreans. As the number of attendees increased up to more than 50, Pastor Young Sun Choi came to Japan and took care of Korean people in the church from January 1998 to June 2001. Deaconess Jung Min Lee, who was studying in Japan, is now a seminary student and dreaming to become a missionary to Japan. Thank you, Pastor Young Sun Choi. Thank you for your hard work. Whenever I came to Korea, she lost weight, and I'm really heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. But I keep my heartfelt thanks to her. Elder Jaegyu Ju experienced the power of senior pastor, and he and his wife set up Yamagata Manmin Church on August 1st, 1997. At first, they rented a citizens' hall, gathered, and watched senior pastor's sermon through videotapes every Sunday. I went there once a month and led the service. I visited their houses. It was like the only church because we were full of the Holy Spirit. Later, they moved to their current sanctuary. You pray for Yamagata Mami Church. They underwent many things last year, but the members overcame everything and they recovered their fervor again. In Asahikawa City, in Hokkaido, the city of snow, there were some people who had received much grace from senior pastor's books and gathered to study the Bible once a month. And on March 14, 1999, they opened Asahikawa Manmin Church with Pastor Komatsu Miki at the center. And Senior Deaconess Shijo Junko, who is working for the Translation Bureau in Seoul, she is the member of that church. And Pastor Kyung Tae-jung, who had studied in Japan, come back to Seoul. I mean, when Pastor Sang Tae Kim came to Japan and gave his lecture, Pastor Kyung Tae Jung attended the seminar, and he had studied in Japan and come back to Seoul and attended the Central Church. But he came back to Japan and set up Tabata Manmin Church in Tokyo on April 29, 2000. By their efforts, Manmin Church was established in Hokkaido, Honshu, and Kyushu. But there was no Manmin Church in Shikoku. Pastor Tokikuni Yasuhiro of Nagoya Manmin Church became eager to open a church there. He entrusted Nagoya Church to his wife, Pastor Tokikuni Miyako, and opened Okayama Manmin Church on May 21, 2006. And Pastor Pyeongnan Choi and several believers felt the need of Manmin Church in the western area of Tokyo, the capital city, to spread the holiness gospel more actively. On July 6, 2009, they opened Tokyo Manmin Church. So, there were churches in the main island, all the main islands except for Okinawa. In Okinawa, the southernmost area of Japan, there were people who were blessed through Senior Pastor and Senior Pastor's message and joined the Central Church's service on the internet. Pastor Yamashita Oshimi of Eda Manmin Church, his wife, and the people together opened Okinawa Manmin Church. In Osaka, there are people now who love Senior Pastor and long for the holiness gospel. They are gathering at home church and join the worship service through the satellite. They also study the Bible and the Holiness Gospel once a month. We are preparing to open Osaka Manmin Church. The previous Osaka Manmin Church members are eager to open a new Osaka Manmin Church. They even have newcomers, like around seven or eight people came as newcomers. So they are preparing to open a new Osaka Manmin Church. So now we have 10 branch churches and a church that is preparing to open and one associative church, which Churumi Gospel Church ministered to by Pastor Maeda, who loves Senior Pastor. The churches in Japan, and there are 150 areas that receive the Manmin news constantly. The churches in Japan have not swayed because we are standing on the word of the Lord that Senior Pastor has taught to us and that has guided us through the light. We trust and love our Senior Pastor who allowed us to live with longing for the Lord and hope for heaven. He has taught us the true way of a Christian life. I really give thanks to our senior pastor. Thank you. Thank you, senior pastor. Personally, senior pastor is like my father, my dad. Mrs. Bong Nim Lee is like my mom. My dad was a soldier, and he passed away when I was like 8 years old. I just felt afraid of my father when I was young. And when I went, I registered in Manmin and saw senior pastor in 1988. And until, like, I just was here for 6 years, and I learned a lot from senior pastor. I worked for the planning department at the time. Mrs. Bong Nim Lee really loved me. She loved me and, you know, Pastor Jae-ho Lee, and she served me with delicious food. She cooked really well, so it was really delicious. And she made some food and called me. And she said, come up to the dining room. And I ate the food, and sometimes senior pastor came. I felt like he was my real father, and I felt the warmth of a family. I received a lot of grace from the Holiness Gospel, but the deficiency that I had, such as the love of the Father, of course I received much love from my mother, but I felt the love of Father from senior pastor. So I am so thankful. When I went to Japan, Mrs. Bong Nim Lee prayed for me a lot. When I went to Japan, I talked to senior pastor every week on the phone. Every Friday, I called the senior pastor's residence, and senior pastor talked to me, and I talked with him. I talked about what had happened in Japan, and I talked to him every Friday. You know, no one could feel my heart. You know, no one could feel the deficiency that I had in my heart, like the absence of Father. But Senior Pastor filled that deficiency. So Manmin Central Church, Manmin Church is senior pastor, and Manmin Church is actually my everything. So the Holiness Gospel and the love for senior pastor are the only driving force for us to run in this spiritual march. And thank you, Pastor Sujin Lee, for explaining our welfare center ministry, and to GCN for producing Manmin magazine on the ministry. Let me summarize our ministry. Ida Manmin Church was established in 1994, and 5 years later, on September 1998, we offered up construction groundbreaking ceremony, and on December 13th of the year, we had the service of thanksgiving for new sanctuary. I have a lot of testimony. It was the third year that the church members, third year that we were planning to construct the sanctuary. When I talked about the sanctuary construction, the church members were just surprised and they just left. But I gathered and I made the model sanctuary. And I made this myself. I think I'm good at making something. And I made this. And I told the members to pray for the sanctuary to be constructed for us. This is a little similar to our sanctuary, the central church. We had a certain amount of money for the construction, but we gave a third of the money for the construction to senior pastor as the seed of blessing. And we received his prayer and prayed for it with the model sanctuary I made. By the grace of the Lord, we finished the construction. We do not have any debt. Father God guided all the way. On January 23rd, Iramamin Church was recognized by the government as a religious corporation and started to get a secure position in the local community. In fact, we had difficulty getting the permission because the 1998 and 99 incidents were broadcast in Japan as well. My picture was broadcast. My picture was on the news. At the time, we applied for it. So the process, the assessment process was complex. While investigating my church, they found out our efforts to be devoted to the local communities. So it seemed difficult to pass the administrative process, but Nagano Prefecture Office recognized our efforts and devotion to the local community. Around that time, Senior Pastor came and prayed for us. And a few months later, and the public officer said, "Hey, Pastor, this is the gift for Christmas. You are given the permission." After the complex process, they said, "We have given benefits to the local community and abided by the law." So they recognized us and gave us the authorization as a religious organization after several months of assessment. Afterwards, I tried to conduct a ministry in a close relationship with local communities so that more people could be guided to the church. You know, in Japan, there are so many, you know, idolatries. So I thought they should come to church. You know, there are so many false gods in Japan. So when we deliver the news of God, and they said, "I believe God. I believe in God," but the gods they worship are false gods, and there are so many gods in Japan. So I thought it's a good way to take them to the church, and as they come to church, they can listen to the holiness gospel and learn about the Jesus Christ who saved them. On November 23, 2013, we set up Mitsubasa Welfare Center by the support of Ida Church, Ida City. The city had recognized the unchanging devotion of Ida Manmin Church under the Ida City Boranita Association and supported us. And at the time, Pastor Tae Cho came and congratulated us in the opening ceremony. We have one-day care facility for the elderly, two centers for those who are suffering from dementia, and dining service center for the elderly who are living alone. All of those services are maintained by the financial support of Nagano Prefecture and Ida City. The centers actually are not allowed for many. It's very difficult to get the permission for such centers. There are seven organizations who wanted to open such a facility. Like some hospitals, a big company that has hospitals. There are such candidates, seven candidates. But we were beginner who want to open such a facility. But the people had to give a presentation about their desire and their plan to open the facilities. Among seven corporations, seven organizations, but among seven of them, we were chosen. We were just a small, you know, organization, but they chose us. And it's really hard for an organization that already had such centers to get another permission from the government for another center. So some people said that you should yield your permission to other organizations, but with faith, we just applied for it. And something extraordinary happened. No organization applied for it. Even City Hall officers were surprised. No organization, no corporation applied for it. So everybody was surprised. So they said they would delay the application system. So we will recruit and other candidates. And after 1 month, they said they would give the permission to Mitsubasa, the center. But even after 1 month, no organization did not apply for it. It was really extraordinary. You know, the centers for those who are suffering from dementia, there are so many organizations, there are so many people who want to open the centers, but strangely, no organization applied for it. So we could open the second center. It is all by the grace of the Lord and God. The word Mitsubasa means under the wings of the Lord. In other words, the purpose of this facility is to lead many people to salvation. So the Ida Manmin Church members who are eager to lead many souls to salvation work for the centers and work hard. So many people in the daycare center were guided to the church and attend the services every week, and some of the elderly in the Center for Dementia come to church every week. Actually, they cannot remember my face. But one of them, they actually cannot remember other people's faces. But one of them remembers my face. The person who attends the worship services where I preach the message, they remember me. Senior pastor talked about this once. The elderly people, if they do not have, they are not conscious, or they have no memory, if they attend worship services, even when they have to lie on the bed because of the problem, physical problems, if they just attend worship services every week, they can be saved. The senior pastor talked about this, so I try really hard to evangelize them. We are running out of time, so I will wrap up this message here. I cannot report about every detail of my 25-year-old ministry now. I'll talk about the ministry more later. Let me conclude this message. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 and 9 reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, just as the heavens are higher than the earth. So our thoughts cannot even reach His thoughts. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 says, "Surely our griefs He Himself bore, and our sorrows He carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." When Jesus was crucified and shed blood, the people esteemed Him stricken and smitten of God. However, God's thoughts were different. This is God's thought. Isaiah 53:5 states, "But He was pierced through for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon Him, and by His scourging we are healed." Thoughts of humans and that of God were totally different. Those who believe God should believe. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. During my ministry, I myself have kept this verse in my mind. "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This is the thought of God. For those who love God, every incident, whether it is good or bad or sad, every incident works together for good. People say there seems to be no way out when they have a problem, but there is a way. There is a way of forgiveness of sin, a way of holiness, a way of blessing, and a way leading to heaven. The way is Jesus Christ. He is the way of righteousness, holiness, healing, prosperity, and heaven. Our loving senior pastor has earnestly taught us this for the past decades. Now, we should move from the position of learning and enjoying to the position of delivering and practicing what we learned. Thereby, if people say to us, "There seems no way out for you," we should boldly say, "There is a way for Manmin in the Lord. There is a way for Manmin in the Holiness Gospel. The power of the living God is still unfolding. This is what Manmin is like." Let's boldly proclaim it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Plus, if any of you dreams to become a missionary of the Holiness Gospel, I hope you will put the dream into practice right away. We are waiting for all of you. Thank you. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father for guiding all the Japanese members to the way of the Holiness Gospel. And thank you, Senior Pastor. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father once again. Let's pray.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.